Now for something completely different.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
What's up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. And on the phone line, I've been a fan of this guy for about a decade now. The one and only Eric Zane is on Hoppy Hour. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Dude, you know what I love about you is that you never really changed. A lot of people, you know, after fighting adversity, they might, you know, change a little bit or kind of give up on radio. But you've always been a guy that's grinded. And you have that love-hate factor where some people love you, some people hate you, and I've tried to emulate that. I've always respected that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's easier just to do what comes natural, and then, you know, if enough people like it, then great. And if they don't like it, that's great too.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where as long as they're talking about you, really that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that gets tough because, I'll do something and then I'll get some flack for it. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And then I'm like, oh, hell, I've gone this far. Why change now?
I've had to deal with that a lot because, like, sometimes you'll get like a rude tweet or a message and then you begin to kind of second guess it. And then I'll have to, like, put my phone down and kind of like take a deep breath and go like, okay, well, this isn't the end of the world. And I have to remember that, like, not everybody's going to like the product that anybody puts out. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you're able to appreciate the product, and this goes for anybody doing whatever they do in life, as long as you're happy with it, people are going to like it at some point.
Yeah, that's a great outlook. It just gets too complex when you start to, cater to people specifically. You know, I think just being true to yourself, and no matter what you do, whatever industry that is vital.
So, Eric, how has everything been going with the new morning show?
So far, so good. That show started March 18th, and it's going great. I've got no complaints. I can answer anything you want about that. It's been just a joy to do.
So how much talking do you do on it, and how much music do you do on it, and would you want to talk more, or would you say you're a fan of how everything's been going, if that makes sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. Interestingly enough, the radio station is very unique in that they do not have any consultants. They do not have a playlist. They have a, you know, 5,000-6,000 song music library. I am free to abandon what songs they schedule for me and play whatever I want. I mean, within reason. It's a rock station. This is very much like 1970s freeform rock station. And it's a local ownership husband and wife team. And so they built the station on that premise of actually playing requests, because that's a myth, you know. Radio stations don't play requests. But this one does. And it's very I discovered it by accident when I was up north in northern Michigan and kind of weaseled my way into their good graces. And eventually one thing led to another, and here I am.
So are you recording it from your house, or are you driving on location to record it?
I'm not recording it. I actually do it live every day from my residence.
Now, you've done radio where you've been on location and you're doing a show from your house. Which one do you prefer?
Well, there's something to be said about rolling out of bed, getting a cup of coffee. And it's not a really ridiculous time. I mean, because if you have to drive to work, I mean, you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning, sometimes earlier. Oh, my God. So, but there's also something to be said about driving into the radio station. I think if I'm doing it alone like I am, I like it the way I'm doing it right now. But if I had to work with a team, I would want to go into the radio station.
Now, what time do you go to bed at night? Because for me, right now, I don't have a morning radio schedule, but when I have had it, I need a good night's rest. I'm not one of the guys, like, I missed out on watching last year's Super Bowl when I was doing sports morning radio because I needed sleep. It was the Chiefs-Eagles game. I need my sleep to operate radio. Are you a guy, are you able to get like 3 hours of sleep and then function, or do you need a full night's rest?
I need as much of a full night's rest as I can get, being that I don't have to get up that god awful early for this gig because of it's in the next room. I don't have anywhere to go. So I have that luxury. I can go to bed at, 9 or 10 o'clock and I'm good to go.
So with this job, you're able to actually play requests, which radio doesn't really do anymore because they have the same 200 songs. Why do you think radio doesn't do more shows like yours where they actually have true requests?
Well, the radio station that I'm on has been doing this for 10 years. When they signed it on, that was the goal, and they started it that way, and they continue to do it that way. So I can only guess that when they first started doing it that way, the uniqueness of that, I mean, it had its detractors, I'm sure, but the audience, they've trained the audience now up there in this part of Michigan that this is what they do, that it's interesting because you'll hear so many things that you've just never heard before. That's kind of what the radio station was built on. However, it takes a long time to do that. And in a lot of cases, radio stations don't have the luxury of time, so they stick with playing the hits. And then they're about, I mean, I can understand why they do it, because they're in it to make money, and they want to make money as quickly as possible. It took a vision of Cheryl and Jerry Coyne to put this all into play and to stick to it. So it's a very rare scenario.
So with your talk show, the Eric Zane Show, I've always wondered, you have a lot of topics on it, and it's very well prepped. Do you like write down prep during the day? Like sometimes for me, because of my ADHD, I'll have something that will drive me nuts and I'll be thinking about it while in traffic. And at the red light, I'll open up my Google Docs app and I'll write down what I want to rant about because I will forget it and never remember it. Are you that type of guy where you write down things, or is it more off the cuff?
I do what you do. So that's one way, like, okay, something happened that I want to talk about, or I have an experience at the house or something silly happens that I want to mention. And so there's that. And then I'll take the note. And then the other thing is when I get notifications on my phone about what is interesting, I'll send myself the email of the story. And I know that, all right, I've got those 5 things I'm going to talk about, whatever it may be. So that's basically it. You know, sometimes I'll fall into topics and I'll call an expert and put them on somebody who I know in my circle who can weigh in on a topic or get their opinion. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
What was the biggest thing that you learned from leaving the morning show you worked on to doing your podcast? What's one thing that maybe you even got better at doing the Eric Zane Show the past 8 years? Like, what's one thing that maybe you didn't think you would get better at that you got better at?
Storytelling, you know, leaving a few superfluous details out to make a better story and try not to waste anybody's time. Like, when I start my podcast, after I get done with the radio show, I'll do the podcast, and one of the things I focus on is trying not to fall into the trap that I hear too often when podcasts start, and that is taking too long to get to something interesting. I mean, get to it as quickly as you can. Hello, welcome, and then get to your thing. I try not to waste anybody's time.
For me, if I feel like I'm getting bored, I know my audience is getting bored, and I try to tell my team that, like, sometimes they'll be talking back and forth and I can feel that the bit's going on too long. And I just tell myself every time, Eric, I go, if I'm bored, I know my audience is probably bored. And I've said that before on air. And then I've gotten DMs from people where they're like, that was really good how you moved on. Cause it's like, if you're feeling that energy, the listeners probably are as well.
Oh yeah. And even to voice it like that, that's cool, because it makes whatever was dragging interesting.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about the listener. I think it's because I grew up listening to the radio. I grew up listening to the show you worked on. I've been a fan of you forever. I grew up into being into that type of talk radio. And I always remember being the kid in my room, either on my laptop listening to shows online or whatever shows were on in Chicago, and remembering how, like, I didn't want to go to school because I wanted to listen to Eddie and Jobo in Chicago. Like, I didn't want to go to school because they made me happy and being in school was boring. So I always try to have that attitude. And I can tell you do the same thing, where I feel like a lot of shows sometimes are self-serving and they do what they want to hear. And a lot of times I have to remind myself that I'm recording because I want to entertain people that are sitting in traffic, that wherever they're listening, they hate their life, maybe, but maybe they hate their job, or there's something that they don't like, and that their radio show, being the Eric Zane Show or Happy Hour, that's what takes their mind off of life. I do that approach every time, Eric.
Yeah, that's a winner, you know? I mean, as weird as it is to say to yourself, but they're there for a reason. They're there for you. So, yeah, give them what they want and have fun with it and make them feel special. That's totally a great attitude.
How has everything been this year with the Grand Rapids Griffins? How has everything been going?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic, because the things I do at the hockey game a lot of times translate to things I can talk about on the podcast in particular. I don't know how well it works for the radio, because I have limited time to speak. I'm still pretty green on that thing. But when it comes to the hockey team, like I do a lot of fun things on the ice, and those make for nice little videos that I can post to social media that are, you know, it's all about moving the meter. It's all about doing something fun and interesting. So, whatever it may be, there's always something that we can pull out of our life and share. And the hockey team is a great avenue for that, you know?
I've never been to Grand Rapids, but it's actually a place I really want to go to. What are some of the best parts about living in Grand Rapids? Because I've never been there.
Yeah, you get a nice blend of a city feel in the downtown. There's a nice nightlife down there. They've done a great job of making that a priority. And then you have to travel very short distance to be, you know, exposed to the natural resources that are amazing around here. Lakes, streams, great lakes. Oh, my God. You know, just wilderness, for God's sake. It's got everything. It's a great state and a great area. And just a lot of fun, even if you're like an old guy like me or a young person. There's a lot this community has to offer. It's pretty cheap to live here, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing, because it's like crazy how much inflation has been going up, especially like I've lived in Florida the last 9 years, bro, and it's crazy. I lived in this really small house when I first moved here, and it was $550 a month. Now it's $950. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been bad. Hopefully that turns around. But that's definitely something that you got to be concerned with.
Have you been able to like have to budget recently? Because for me, like, I do well in life. Like, I'm getting by. But I noticed, like, I went to McDonald's the other day, and I really wanted McChickens, Eric. All I wanted was a few McChickens. So I'm a big guy. I'm 6'9". I get 5 McChickens because I saved 2 for later. I was like so hungry. I was like, I just want some McChickens right now and a large Coke. It was $15. Couldn't believe it.
For 5? That's not bad.
I'm just so used to growing up as a 90s kid where it was like a dollar. You know, it's just so, yeah. It's hard. When I used to spend $15 at McDonald's, dude, I would have the munchies and I'd be buying so much more. I think that's what's weird about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe you got to eat at home more. You got to pack your Ryan lunch.
I definitely need to work on that. But the thing is, I actually don't usually get hungry during the day. Like I have this, like I haven't ate all day. I've been up since, I don't know, 7:30, 8 a.m. I go all day without eating because I notice it like slows me down. And then the worst thing is if you're like I produce a lot of shows during the day, Eric. and they'll have like 50 minutes of talking in a row. And like the worst thing is when you're 25 minutes in, especially if you're doing like a diet, like the keto diet, where when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's nothing worse than when you're like counting down the clock until you can go to the bathroom. That's one of the reasons why I don't eat all day, is I notice it slows me down. It's crazy.
Oh man. The thing is, I'm kind of the same way. And I remember when, weren't the McChickens like on the dollar menu for the longest time?
Yeah, I miss that.
Oh, God, you're not kidding. Yeah, but, to what you were saying, when it comes to it being so expensive this time of year and all, well, what's been happening, it's a real pain in the neck.
What are some things you like to do in your free time? Because it seems like you're always doing radio. Like, I feel like we're very similar in that factor that we care about our brand. Like, I've always seen you pushing out content for your Patreon. I see you busting balls about the old show you worked on, and it's quite funny. But what are some what are some things you like to do in your free time? I feel like I don't know enough about that.
Yeah, honestly, I like to camp. You ever go camping?
I went camping 20 years ago, but I went with my parents and a bunch of people from church, so I didn't have the most fun, but I do want to go camping again.
Yeah, that's what I literally, dude, I've got this weird thing that I can't sit still. So, we go up there, and then I'm like chopping down trees like a lumberjack and, taking my old man walks. That's about it, Outside of that, I'm constantly working. And it seems like it's not letting up. But I feel good. I mean, I'm very busy, especially Monday through Friday. And I'm usually going in five different directions, but that takes up the lion's share of my time. Summertime, I like to go up north to northern Michigan and just relax, just sit around the fire and maybe wander around the woods.
Eric, I think it's because of my ADHD, but I always want to be able to like take a day off of the podcast or radio, but it's the hardest thing. When I take a day off, usually it's like a Sunday or a Monday because I work Tuesday through Saturday. I have the hardest time, man. I want to be doing something, It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's a real thing. It's a very real thing. I remember when I got diagnosed myself and I said, well, what do I do? Do I get medicine? He goes, no. He goes, you've already adapted. Just keep doing what you're doing and you'll be fine.
What's funny about having ADHD for me, and I'm also bipolar and I'm very open about it. I like talking about it because like everybody goes, oh, why do you talk about that? You should keep that to yourself. I love talking about it because it's such a, to me, working in radio, it was always funny, Eric. May is National Mental Health Month, and then September is Suicide Awareness Month. So all the radio shows pretend to care about mental health in May and September, but then come June and come October, they totally forget about it. And it used to drive me nuts because it would be like they would have these shows on the weekend about mental health, and then they would quit doing it after the month. And I'm like, but it doesn't just end after May and September. Eric, it drove me nuts.
Yeah, I could see that would be annoying. That's good that you do talk about it though, because frankly, it's interesting, and that's the business that you're in. So yeah, let it rip, man. That's good. Plus, if you talk about it, I mean, that helps you.
Oh, it does for sure.
It makes it easier to get it out there, and then it's easier to handle, I think.
Yeah, and the thing too is like it's nothing to be ashamed of, because honestly, no one should ever be ashamed of what they do in life. But if you keep that private and you don't talk about it, and then you're just a rude person to everybody, and if you don't like tell people what's wrong with you, at some point they're just gonna think you're crazy. Like I'm not saying you have to tell everybody, but especially in radio, I think, like, for example, Howard Stern talks about going to his shrink, and he's very open. I noticed the people that are more real with their audience have more listeners than the people that are fake. Nothing drives me more nuts, Eric, than like the radio shows that put on a persona and then they meet their listeners and they're so rude to their listeners. And it's like, well, you're just being fake behind a microphone. It's my biggest pet peeve about radio.
Exactly. You know, yeah, once you show that, if you show that vulnerability, that's your, they, people love that because they have those vulnerabilities too. And that's all really good. And then, you know, for me, it's kind of like, it's different because I've got the one persona. I hate to say that because it makes it sound like I'm acting. I'm not. When I'm talking on the podcast in particular, everything is all charged up and it's ridiculous. And it's, and then they meet me in person and it's, I'm very laid back. I'm kind of shy. And they almost are like shocked by that.
I think I'm very similar to that. People are like, a lot of times if I get recognized in public, they think I'm just going to begin ranting or I'm going to start doing whatever. Because a lot of times when I do get recognized, it's really weird. It's either because of my height or my voice. I'll be like ordering a drink at a bar and then they'll be like, hey, are you happy? It's the weirdest thing. It's when you have a really unique radio voice, especially mine. It's really weird. I can always tell, Eric, when I'm being recognized. And I'm not saying this to like brag, but it's always like somebody's up and downing me. Like they're like, okay, he's 6'9". He has a limp. He's very tall. Is that Hoppy? I can always tell. And not every single time do they come up to you, but I always know when I'm recognized because they will look because they're trying to figure out, is that the person from the radio? Every time I know it.
Have you ever had someone who doesn't like you and like, told you they like say something that's almost like, oh wow, that's pretty bold?
I've had it because of my whole, and I've talked about it, I talked about it with Drew Lane from Drew and Mike, so if people are listening they can hear it. Just type in Ryan Hoppy Mike Calta on YouTube. But I did a whole expose about my breakup with that guy and I'm so sick of talking about it. But nothing beats when I get recognized out and about and it's a listener of that show, because I currently live in Tampa and I don't work on that show anymore, but it's very popular. And they'll be like, why did you leave the job? And I'll tell them. And it's like that whole case of don't meet your heroes, because they'll be like, oh no, he's never like that. I listen every morning. And I'm like, but you didn't work for him for 7 years. Like I love when you tell people the honest truth about their heroes and then they're like, no, that's not true. It's like, you know the person through a connection of them talking through your car. Working for them is a totally different animal every time.
Exactly. I always tried to, be real on the air but at the same time, being an ass is one thing, but there had to be moments that balanced that out where it was actually like, you know, having those human being moments. I think people can relate to that. And that's where I think you actually make the real progress with the audiences, those moments. If you make them laugh, great. You still might piss them off. But if you can have those real moments where they look at you as like, oh yeah, he's all right. He's a human being. That to me is a winner.
Even like me being a fan of you, that's how I've always viewed you, is I know that like you've had your ups and downs, but you never gave up, because there's so many people, dude, in radio that just, they either lost a job or they got laid off and you never hear from them again. For example, I have this friend who I worked with at 102.5 The Bone. We did promotions together. We both were going on Calta show all the time. We did boxing matches. But his mom said, you're never going to make it in radio, to both my friend and me. And I was going through a breakup at that time about 6 years ago. And his mom said, oh, I bet she left you because you're in radio. One of the most hurtful things I've ever heard. Anyway, so then we kind of quit talking after a while. And he called me drunk about 6-7 months ago. And he goes, dude, I work at the Apple store. I hate my life. I wish I never gave up. And it was almost like almost a compliment to me, because it was like, I told him, don't give up, dude. Like, you are so talented. Like, this guy, man, I don't want to say his name because he might be listening. He was so good. I was jealous of how good this guy was. He was so, so good at radio, but he just gave up at an early age, around 22, 23. I don't know if it was because he's Gen Z. Now he's like 27 or 28, so he's on that borderline of Gen Z and millennial. But it's almost heartbreaking, because he was an up-and-comer here in Tampa. Everybody knew him, but he gave up. And it's like, a lot of times there's those sayings, Eric, that right when you give up is right when you're about to make a big break or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And that's a very interesting thing, because I had to wrap my mind around the idea of, you know, if you're going to be a podcaster, there's going to be days when you think you're banging your head against the wall.
I agree.
And no one is listening. No one is listening. And then, you know what, for me, it always worked out that whenever I got down like that, it seemed to always be I'd get a out of the blue email from someone. And they it's one of those ones where the person spends, like, writes 4 or 5 paragraphs. And I was like, God damn it. And every time I start to feel down, I always get an email like this. And I looked at that as, you know, maybe there's some mysterious shit happening that just this happens to bring it all back. And it always just kind of motivated me.
Well, Eric, I've been a fan for so long, man, and we haven't spoken for so long that it's been very fun having you on Hoppy Hour. Before I let you go, how can people check out your show? How can they check out your morning show and then the Eric Zane show?
Okay, the morning show, the easiest way is to download the app of the radio station, and you can get that through the App Store and just type Q, letter Q, 100, Michigan. And I'm on 6 to 10 Eastern, and it's a lot of music. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of music and with me talking in between the songs. And then my podcast, you can get it wherever you download shows. Just Eric Zane Show podcast, and there it is.
I would definitely say I'm going to check out your show, because I've been trying to figure out how to listen to it. And the reason why I'm telling you man to man, 100% I'm going to check it out, is because there's requests. Because I know other people on radio that'll be like, check out my show, and they're playing the same Aerosmith song. But the fact that you play unique requests is definitely, that's very intriguing. I wish radio did more of that.
Well, half the time I'll get a request and I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'll preview it for about 5 seconds, and I'm like, all right, fuck it, and just play it. And then I'll talk about, I've discovered a lot of new artists in not even 1 month who I didn't know of. So it's quite a ride. It takes a little getting used to what you're dealing with. And you can request a song, I'll play it for you.
Well, Eric, keep up the good work. Like I've said 4 times in this interview, I've been a fan for so long. You were the reason why I would laugh at the old morning show you've worked at. I listened to you when you were at WBBL, and I listened to your current show. So keep up the good work, bro.
You're a good man, Ryan. I appreciate you saying all those things, and I know you continue to do great things. So I appreciate you so much.
Awesome, Eric. Thank you so much, bro.
All right, buddy. See ya.
All right, bye.
Happy Hour.